Okay, I think I can get the gist of what you're talking about. A friend of mine had one, probably pretty similar to what you're describing for his mobile, and it's basically it had a little thumb wheel on the back, and I think it had it graduated, like, well, looked kind of like a ruler, but it was, you know, 0 through 100, and he just had it set for 10 meters, he would set it at 92 or whatever, you know, whatever he had it marked off at, and he'd have to get out and swap it out pretty quick, adjust it up or down to whatever band he was operating on. But yeah, I think I'd kind of like to do something like that myself. I've got one that I kind of, well, one, I'm trying to think who made it. I bought one commercially built, and I put one together myself just out of, you know, a threaded rod, and I used a slinky and, you know, stuff like that too as well. And it works all right, but yeah, I'd like to get something better. And speaking of the tonnage of myths, like you made much earlier, I used to live out towards Marine City out by 26 Mile Road in Palms. And at that time, I had a 160-meter full wavelength loop up, and boy, I missed that antenna a lot. I mean, no antenna is perfect, but that antenna was pretty darn good for being able to receive quite a bit. So right now, I just got a 40-meter quarter wave dipole up in the backyard, so it works, but... Eventually, I'd like to see about getting a tower with the beam, but that's going to probably delay it a little while.